You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 at WWBC. Is it WWBC, Danny?
WWBC, 1510
What does that stand for? What does WWBC stand for?
I don't know the call letters
on
that one.
Oh, man, my engineer, WWBC. It's like, I think it's something, is it Bible? Something, let's see, biblical, something.
Well, I mean, our station is the National Christian Network.
Correct. I think that the WW is for something I don't know. See, we should know these things. I'm going to have to look that up. I'm going to have to Google that. Listen, everybody, welcome for tuning in on this Tuesday to What's Cooking in the 321 with Kim. I got Jen and Gina on their way. Both of them are playing Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, and they're just close to the studio. I can actually see Jen on my 360. She is almost here, pulling in. She is pulling in. And we've got Danny, the engineer, here because we had a good show today. We've got Lisa from ABBA, the singer from ABBA, is going to be calling in at 1:30. And we've got that happening. We've got not Gina on the block, but Gina from the city is going to be chiming in and telling us what's going on in Melbourne. Jen's going to be keeping us up to date in her neck of the woods from Titusville. And telling us what's going on in the north, and I'm just here to have fun. Danny, how about you?
Absolutely,
you have a good week.
I'm ready.
Fun week.
Let's have some
fun. Have a fun week. That's my Jennifer. Hello. Jen just took Mr. and Mrs. Toad's Wild Ride all the way from Orlando. You went to Orlando, back from Orlando. Did you get to Titusville yet? Check out Titusville. Titusville still there?
It is.
Titusville is still there.
And a little bit of controversy going on in Titusville.
Is there? Tell us about it.
We'll let you pull your
mic up.
I don't really know enough of the details. Apparently, there was an officer involved shooting the other night, and the family, of course, is very upset.
Of course.
So there's a little bit of protesting and things.
Wow, I wonder why we didn't hear anything about it. That's weird.
It's been all over, but I just didn't get the details until just a little bit ago when I was talking to a police officer friend of mine there, and you know, just kind of have to remain neutral on that.
You've been too busy planning surprise parties. Do you love a surprise?
Every now and then I do.
Lord help us.
Every now and then. Yep.
Oh, I loathe surprises. So Jennifer, and how she got it by, because I can't believe my kids didn't tell me, because my kids know I hate surprises. I'm sure that Meredith was probably chomping at the bit. And of course, I'm telling not my youngest, but I know my Haley, she was stressing out. And I was like, what is the matter with you? I'll tell you tonight. And Jennifer had a little surprise party with some of the girls and people from work. And she invited them all over to my place that wasn't ready for surprises. I still got indoor-outdoor furniture indoors.
It just means you work too much.
I got
That's
no real
not the
glasses.
Surprise I like.
That's yeah. not the right. Yeah. I still got no glasses to drink out of. And
look, I just made sure that they didn't jump out and surprise you.
Listen, it was really, really nice, and truly, thank you, Jen, because you know, in years past, there's been a few birthdays missed, but you know, as we get older, we really don't celebrate birthdays, do we?
No.
And Jennifer is one that has told me Birthdays are nothing. I just like the day to pass. Sometimes I stay in bed. Sometimes I sleep all day. And then she goes all out and she got, you know, I worked all morning and then I come home and she in fact said, let's go to Masa and have one of your favorite martinis. Well, that's because everybody was filing into my home so that when I could walk through the door, my drunk butt, it wasn't, but walk through the door, everybody could go, surprise. Not nice, Jennifer.
Very
but
nice.
But all the same.
Quit your whining. Isn't that what Diane said? Quit your whining.
Quit my whining. It really wasn't. It was a fun time. So
it was.
So I got to come up with a bigger surprise then for her, you know, for her. But not a birthday. I'll do it when you're least expecting it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, when you got something really, really bad going on, like that you really don't want to do, and all of a sudden I'll have, you know, when you know you're like standing there in your underwear or something, I'll have everybody there.
Hey, that's okay.
Jump out.
That's their trauma, not mine, if they see me in my underwear.
You know, I always have to say something terribly inappropriate for the radio station here. There's a movie, and I wish I could remember the name of it, because they were surprising somebody, and the girl came through the door, and she thought she was alone, and she did this, like, two-minute fart.
Oh, my God.
And then realized that everybody was in the house going, surprise, and then they were all like, oh. Did you see that movie by any chance?
No.
It was hilarious.
Gotta be a chick.
I'm gonna have to tell you.
Hi, Gina.
I'm gonna have to tell you next show what movie that was, so that everybody can YouTube that scene because it was hilarious. Hello, Gina from the city. Mrs. Toad's wild ride in today.
I know.
And you know,
it's been.
I gotta tell you.
I just got here too. So,
let's just talk about that for a second. And Danny, you're here in Cocoa. Gina, you cover what areas you cover here when you're driving? Melbourne.
Well, it depends on what I'm
Suntree,
doing.
But you're Suntree, right?
I live in off of Pineda in
okay,
the Suntree area.
Okay, so the Suntree area.
Yeah.
Jen covers everywhere. Jen's like
everywhere.
Jen is like the. She should have been a limo driver. And she. Oh, maybe you could get the one of them lift things in the window, and you could get paid for everywhere you drive. Because you drive more than anybody I know.
This is true. We've got two granddaughters, though, that are always doing something. And soccer starts, I think, at the end of February. So that
oh,
will be
Lord.
Fun.
Because she picks them up, drops them off.
Yeah.
But the traffic is outrageous.
It is.
Is it the snowbirds?
No.
What is it?
No.
What's the change?
People just not paying attention, honestly.
No, but we just have so many people,
there are
it seems, on the road.
People.
Yes. Yeah. So do you think... You shook your head no. Do you think it's the snowbirds or what?
No.
I think it's year-round people.
Yeah, I think we've had such an influx of residents. But here's the thing, and I always say this about the city of Melbourne. They are moving just north of us and west and just south of us. But during the day, a lot of them work and play in Melbourne.
Us. That's right.
So our population in Melbourne increases by 30% during the weekdays.
Wow.
Yes. But we don't
Isn't
have a new
taxi. Isn't this interesting FYI from City Gen?
It is interesting, but I agree with her, though. I think it's just an influx of people that has moved here.
To the area.
Because Vieira, look at all the places going up in Vieira to move into, and they're going up fast. Gina, let me ask you, can you bring us up to date on the whole Foosner Center area? You can't.
I know nothing.
You know nothing.
I know nothing.
Gina from the city knows nothing.
Right across from, my office is based, Parks and Recreation is based in the O'Galley Civic Center. Directly across from us, where the old art education building was, is now, it's being built out, and they're doing kind of like a boutique suites. Like if you're a hairstylist or an esthetician, you can rent space.
I heard there was a hotel going in there. Is there not a
hotel?
There
is supposed to be where the Foosner was. I don't know
the
status of
that. Okay, and then the garage. We need a garage there.
In literally in the O'Galley Civic Center's parking lot.
That's going in your parking lot.
That's where it's supposed to be, yes.
So that's probably not a bad thing.
No, it's going to give us 200 public spaces, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you know, I find myself having to park there to go to Lord's Library to read books at night.
Right. Right. Did you find the secret one that they put out there every week?
Yeah. The speaker?
The secret book that you have to know.
The secret book. Yeah, that's right. Your secret book.
Password to get in.
You know, Jen still hasn't been there.
Okay. No, I have not.
Yeah, I that's like my hideaway, I guess, where she can't find me, you know, back in that alley.
You tell everybody where you're at. What are you talking about? I can find you.
Yeah, 360.
I was looking at Tampa Bay Times did a thing, I don't know, it was like a couple of years ago, but West Melbourne was one of the small places, big gains, that have exploded in population. So it says West Melbourne at one point had less than 20,000 residents. And at the time of this, looks like 2021, maybe a gain of over 28,000 people.
Wow. There are still places to build there, though. There's really
there's
not much.
That's what I was,
but I'm saying in the city of Melbourne, we don't have much open space to develop.
How many people do we have here?
Communities.
What's our population, Brevard?
Just looked that up. I'll look it up again.
Yeah. I'll look it up.
I just looked it up for something.
People.
And
too course, many people.
Once I report information, it goes out of my head again.
All that
I
happens
can't
to me,
it all.
Like 2 minutes later. Let me ask you, though, do you think that we're, because I never think of us as a tourist town. You know, like Cocoa Beach, they think of as a tourist town. I don't think as Melbourne, like Indian Harbor, I don't think we're a tourist town.
Well, if you're near a beach, you're going to be kind of a touristy type thing.
But I don't like them on my beach.
I know. Which
get off my beach.
Especially when you go to her section.
All right. Exactly. Her beach is actually getting beach restoration done.
That's right. My beach is getting beach restoration.
They tore the restrooms down. They heard Kim speak. Apparently, they tore the restrooms. Everything is torn down out there.
Because I said I wouldn't use them on the air. And next thing, they're building me a new one. See? And you thought it wasn't important.
And this thing is going up pretty quick, too. So.
But I can tell you this. So, Gina, I'm going to let everybody know, my beach was the Canova Dog Park Beach, right?
Okay.
And there's a good reason, because people don't take their dogs to the beach for 5 hours. So you can always get a parking place. So I came on the air. Oh, I put on Facebook a nice picture because it was spring break and everybody was on my beach, you know, not my beach place. They had tents and things. And I was like, oh, what's up with this? Why is everybody on my beach? Well, I got to tell you, somebody literally tore me apart on Facebook and they're going, it's not your beach.
Oh,
it's
there's
a public
always somebody.
Beach. I'm like, do you really think that I think the beach is my own beach?
I get the same thing.
That's
when
crazy.
People complain about my fireworks and their tax
your
dollars.
Fireworks.
And I say,
they are
oh, no,
fireworks.
No.
Exactly.
Oh, no. It is not your tax dollars
you
paying
know what?
For those fireworks.
Hey, it's my beach.
It's your beach.
It's my beach. It's your fireworks. All right?
Look, I'm going to go to both places. I don't care what
we. You know what? One year we might do her fireworks on my beach.
Oh, boy, I'll never hear the end of that.
So what's new in the city? Tell us. Now, since we were together last, we sort of put the Hail Mary out there for some people to come to us and try to help to maybe make some donations, maybe some kind of fundraisers to get some dollars for your fireworks.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Well, no one's reached out.
Come on, people.
But I will tell you this. I have two fundraising events coming up.
So let's talk about them first.
The first one is going to be at Blaze Pizza on the 19th. Now, that one they can't help with until they just come that night, enjoy themselves, eat.
And that's February 19th.
February 19th, which is next Wednesday.
And it's which Blaze Pizza? The one in Vieira?
The one in Vieira.
Okay.
It's at Citadel Way.
Okay.
So it's the one in Vieira.
Now, let me ask you, is this a... Because I have not been to that Blaze. I've been to the one in Palm Bay. So, and my kids loved it. I liked it. Great salad. You get to make your own pizza. You know, you don't make it yourself, but it's got glass in front of you. You tell them how to make it. It's sort of cool. Is it a franchise? Is it same owner?
Pretty
you know?
Sure it's a franchise from what I gather. But the person that I deal with is actually not even here in town. They're in Orlando.
Okay.
And that's the person I deal with for the donations. And I will tell you, they're pretty generous. They give us free pizzas to use as prizes for
That's
some of
awesome.
Our events, and they're very willing to do this. They're giving us back 25%.
Wow.
As long as we hit the $500
mark. So anybody that eats there on the 19th
and says that it's for
your whole bill. So if my bill is $100
minus alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Minus alcohol.
Yep.
Well, because they can't, you know. That's
right.
Against the law.
Right.
So and people don't know that and they get angry.
Mm-hmm.
We can't share any profits from alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Nothing, yeah. Nothing. Get that in your heads, people.
But 25% is so generous.
It is very generous.
So
because
they're good to us.
I know most restaurants right now are running at like even a 45% just food. Now put your labor in there and your paper products.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, there's not a big profit margin anymore like it used to be in the old days.
Know.
So that's very generous.
Yeah.
So kudos to them, Blaze Pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The what's my calendar look like on the 19th? Can I take kids to eat there?
Yeah.
Oh, good. See?
M&B.
All right.
Yeah. Those people. And other than that.
Awesome.
Those people, we care about other people, so we don't have to be around.
There you go.
Well, I'll have some giveaways.
Those people take care of other people, so we don't need to be around them people. It's only Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers.
If you do bring the kids out, I'll have some giveaways. I'll have some
awesome.
Fun stuff. And
awesome.
Yeah, we'll be up there as well. So definitely come see us. But the Beauty for the Boom
April
9th.
Okay, so that one's April 9th.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. also a Wednesday.
And where's that one?
Going to be at One Oak. At Hemingway's Tavern. It's the room
right.
behind. Yes,
right.
With the
in
courtyard.
The corner there.
Yes.
Okay, that's a beautiful room.
Yes.
I said I think I want to get in on that. Am I free that day? Look, I've got legal in the room telling me what days I can go to the bathroom
exactly,
on.
Exactly, because I've got Gina underlined.
That's
so, yes,
good.
We're definitely free.
I need a bathroom break on one of those days.
You don't have to.
You don't need to do that.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
Eyeballs will
forget
be
showering.
Yellow. But
I had my shower last month.
So I'm starting to sell tickets. So that's $25
a ticket. $25
a ticket. If you wait till the day of, they're $30.
How about our vendor tables?
So I am almost sold out.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
And how much are the vendor tables?
The vendor tables are $100
okay.
plus a raffle donation.
Okay.
So give us something good to raffle
okay.
off. We really want to sell
how many
sell
tickets
the ticket.
You think?
So I'm going to sell up to 200 tickets, and I'm just starting to put that out there. So
okay.
the better the stuff
okay.
that I have to draw the people in. But I'll tell you what, everybody's excited. I've got some good vendors, and it's going to be a
can
great
we do
networking
that one?
Event.
Miss Jen, can we do that? Can we have a vendor's table?
Sure.
Let's do some soup and sandwiches. Like
well, I have,
snack.
I have Three Native doing
okay.
an acai
yeah.
bar.
Yeah.
And then I need desserts.
You
so
need desserts.
We need to chat.
Well, no, I'm no
something.
Baker. Just ask Carrie from, what was Carrie's? This? If Sue Ann's Bakery, she could tell you. She's told it on this air many times, Kim can't
she
bake.
She is an amazing
okay.
cook
so Kim
can't
bake.
Chef.
But
baking
we
is...
do some really cool desserts.
But soup yes, and salad would be good too. You know, people when they get there, I've got a vendor donating wine, 2 ounce pours of wine. So when you get there and check in, you're going to get a ticket for your wine, and you're going to get a ticket for the champagne toast.
That's awesome. And so, I've been waiting. I've saw her wall at one of the bridal shows. It's
oh,
pretty
yeah.
cool.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the one with the champagne wall.
Oh.
So yeah. that's pretty cool. So I look forward to seeing that, too.
It's going
to
be fun. It's going to be fun. I've okay. got a Medi Spa. I've got a salon. I've got...
Can I give away liquor?
Pardon me?
Like a bottle of Prosecco?
Well, there's going to be a cash bar.
No, I mean drinks. Oh, there's a cash bar.
Yes,
okay. Oh, that's Hemingway's is doing that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're like me.
So cool your jets.
Oh, fine. fine.
But
I
it's really going to be great. I've got MG Interiors donated an amazing basket for the raffle, plus... a 2-hour consultation, which is like worth $500.
Yeah, we need to be there because we saw one of these sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Where were we at? The Crown Plaza. We were
so.
At the Crown Plaza,
yes.
yeah. And it looked yeah. really cool. We mm-hmm. just sort of did that. What is that? Wedding Crashers? We just sort of did the Wedding Crashers
yeah.
for this event.
Okay.
We're like, we just happened to be there. And we're
what?
Like, oh, check
this
out.
I'm going to reach out to the kayak people that I'm always promoting on here for the bioluminescent thing and see if. Maybe they'll donate something as well.
That would be great.
Because they're all over Brevard.
Yeah. Speaking of that, can we still see them, bioessence or whatever, how you ever
everybody
you say
Everybody says that you can, but I think the peak time has really passed
never seen
until
it
later
ever.
This summer. I think it's early summer until maybe early winter.
Tell everybody what we're doing Wednesday night, though, with kids.
Wednesday? What is Wednesday night?
See? Look at that. I know something she doesn't know. What we're doing the drum dance.
Oh, yes. Yes, the drum circle.
So, have you ever heard of the drum circle?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. I'm telling you, there's 200 of us out there.
Really?
Easily.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the one on the beach?
Yes. Yep.
Oh.
And we're having a bonfire this time.
Who's doing it?
Is it on your beach?
It's always the same. It's not
Damana,
on my beach. It's at the boardwalk. It's down there by Nance Park.
Nance
it used
Park.
To be Nance Park.
Is it Lisa
I think
Damana?
They changed that to Fooch Park now. It was Nance Park forever, so it's always going to be Nance Park to me, even though I love the Fooches. But, it's a good time. I got to tell you, there's something very settling about it.
It is.
The drums don't stop. They just keep going and going and going like the energy bunny that walks around with his drum. They don't stop. It's cool. I've been known to play drums for this. Is this not a true story?
You do not have to have rhythm.
Right. You do not have to have any musical talent. I have
just hit on the drum.
That's right. Kenny, I have shown everybody.
Your brother Kenny would be like,
oh yeah, he got all the music. I tell everybody, yes, you do not. They don't even laugh at you though.
And it's, it is family it's friendly. Like,
look, beautiful
nothing,
people.
It's, yes, it's very,
very beautiful
family
people.
Friendly. I mean, Lex gets out there on the light up hula hoop, and
listen,
my girls
thing,
love it. And
funniest thing in the whole world is because, what is your word that you use for me sometimes?
Pretentious.
No, bougie. I'm not pretentious.
Bougie.
Bougie. She says bougie, okay?
Bougie.
She says bougie. I don't know why, because I wore my shoes today that I don't like wearing outside, actually, and I said, oh, I don't know if I remembered if I scotch guarded my shoes today, because it was drizzling.
These are like your Air Jordans. She wore those to the basketball game. That we do the concession for, and those boys were like, if they could fit into these baby UGG size shoes,
you
they'd
know
be
you
like,
have cool shoes when the whole basketball team goes, where'd you get them shoes? I don't think they have them in size 10. Just back off, Jack.
10 is more like 15 with them
but,
boys. You and your baby UGG size.
But anyways, my brother has been known a little bit to be bougie once in a while, Keith.
Oh, yes.
And we got him to go to the drum dance, and he enjoyed it. Okay, so it is for all. It is for all walks of life.
And right now they're doing the bonfire.
Yeah, and the bonfire is so cool. It's huge.
It is.
It's as big as you standing. Lights up the whole sky. It's a very cool night.
Right now they've got 514 people interested and 99 going. And we are, but haven't put our thing on there.
And you know Melbourne's a last minute go.
It is.
This whole going and not interested doesn't work for me on, because if I based all my like catering jobs on that thing, oh no, people would be starving. Because it'll say 47 going, you get there, there's 1,000 people there.
It's going to be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at James Nance Park, 201 North Miramar Avenue in Indian Atlantic.
And I have to tell you, the people that do that, we're going to do a commercial for them. We got to get it tomorrow because they actually were forced to move out of their space in Satellite Beach, and they're working out of their home. Mm-hmm. They sell drums.
Her name is Lisa Darmano. I think hopefully I'm pronouncing her last name right, but we'll get with her tomorrow.
Wonderful,
as
wonderful
well.
People. Yeah, so we want to shout out to them.
They do drum repair and they sell the drums that they build out of their home.
I like that. Mm-hmm. So let's talk Valentine's Day.
No, let's not.
See, Jen hates Valentine's Day
because it's nothing but commercialism.
I have Valentine's Day every day, so we don't
there
celebrate.
You,
it
oh,
on the
that's 14th. So sweet.
I just
so awesome that you could say that.
I can say that.
That
I can honestly
awesome.
Say that. Yep.
So
not sappy at all. But
that is, I have to tell you, Gina, my mom and dad were married 48 years before my mom passed away suddenly, and they still held hands walking down the beach every single day or night. They never missed holding hands. My father, I don't care if he was going, as he got older, he had a friend that would come to the door, knock on the door, and he'd look at my mom like, can I go out and play? And he would leave, but he always kissed my mother goodbye. Mm-hmm. And when he'd walk back in the door, always kissed her hello. Their whole lives together. It was a wonderful role model for what can really be.
We are definitely cringeworthy.
That's awesome.
We are.
You see, I'm totally opposite. I have a shirt that says, not friendly, may bite.
Really?
May bite.
Well, yeah, we're no like touching. That, but just with other people, not each other. But we were talking about it last night, and we said... He said, I still get, like, when I hear your keys outside the door, you know, I get, like, happy.
Oh, I'm
said,
glad
I
have
know,
a dog that at least does that. The dog's the only one glad to see me. And she doesn't think she's a dog. That's the only reason.
No, she doesn't.
She thinks she's a baby. The So last, I think it was Friday night, I had to take linens to my friend who owns Absolutely Fabulous Decorating. Now, have you ever met Ellen?
I know. I'm good friends with Ellen, yeah.
So... Ellen, Ellen's hilarious. Her and I have become really good friends through the years. But she was doing the, and we love them, Frank, and we love them at the Italian-American Club. But they were doing a, Jennifer, what was it? Because it was black tablecloth.
Anti-Valentine's.
Yeah, they were having
really?
And it was hilarious. Because
well, that was the day, that one was...
That was Friday, yeah.
And then the next day was the Valentine's one.
So. Right. They had the Valentine's Day on
at the same place.
So they took the black and flipped the black off, and there was, like, red underneath it. But they covered any red that was in the room because, you know, the Italian Club has a lot of red.
Yeah.
They took it all out. They took it all out of there, and the place was covered in black. And
my kind of party.
Yeah. That's terrible. That's absolutely terrible. So I will say, and I said this on the show a few times, and I'm telling you how to save the most money. Young people, everybody out there who buys Hallmark cards. Hallmark cards are like $9 now, you know, and that's for a cheesy one. But what I did in, you know, I was married a long time, 36 years the second time. I think I was married like 13 the first time. But what we did, there was a Hallmark store going out of business. And this was way back in like 1990 when we just like moved in. And we found this Hallmark store was going out of business. We went in there just to see what was going on. Well, they had all like their inventory from like for the whole year. And they're selling it out. For like peanuts, you know, nothing, quarter. So we spent the whole day in there, and we picked out a card for every single holiday. And we bought all the cards that day for Christmas, birthdays, everything. And then what we did was we put them in a file cabinet, and every year on that day, like for Valentine's Day, you'd pull that same card out, and you'd write something else on it. And then after Valentine's Day, it went back in the file cabinet. Aww. Which is actually sort of cool because you know how you really don't want to throw out that card? You know, you get a card, you don't really want to throw it out, but you can't keep all these cards. Forget that, okay? Now you only have to keep so many. One for each, you know, one for each holiday. And you don't have to keep two of them because you use the same card. And it's the coolest thing to go back and read because you would open up Valentine's Day and you've got 20 years. You know, I was married 36 years, so you have 36 years of things written.
That's great.
And some of them are like, I can still stand you a little bit. You know what I mean? It's like, next year will be a better, I don't know how many times it says next year will be a better year, like or something, you know?
That's probably not a good omen though.
But it,
next year will be better.
Next year will be better.
For like 5 years in a row.
But it is sort of cool. It's almost like going back and looking at your yearbook, you know, but it's a cool idea. This way you're not giving money to Hallmark and to all them things that only do that to steal. They don't care. They don't care if you really love that person you're buying a card for. They do not care. And I'll tell you something else. These cards aren't even good anymore. They're not funny.
I've noticed that.
Yeah. They've like, they're out. Yeah. They're not with the times. Yeah.
Well, I write a letter.
You write a letter?
Yeah.
Oh, do they read it?
Yeah, he reads it.
Man, you're the, what is it called when you're only a few in a club of your own?
Yes, definitely.
I don't know. What is that called?
That letter would be sitting over here. I'd be going, oh, yeah, I don't have time right now, but I'll get to it.
Well, I mean, it's only on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought
Christmas,
you meant for every
holiday. No, I don't do every holiday. I don't have time for that. We don't have time for that. And like he says, Valentine's Day is every day. Or we don't do
that's
Christmas
so sweet.
Presents. Because if I want
what
something,
what do kids think about this?
I buy it. What do my kids think about it? They're
cringeworthy.
Like I said, it's gross. Yeah, it's gross. They're like, Mom.
How about you, Danny? Do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Not really. I mean, just may go out to dinner. That's about it.
Okay, so let's talk about dinner.
And a card.
Okay,
and
here
a card.
We are. What's cooking in the 3-2-1? We'll talk about food for a minute. So there's only one bigger day of the year that is busy in restaurants. You know what it is? Mother's Day.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Mother's Day is number one, and then Valentine's Day, then Father's Day. Okay, but I can tell you, I worked at Makoto's for 6 years. So many people get engaged at Makoto's with 10 people at the table. Sometimes it's your whole family.
That's funny.
Which is sort of cool. Sometimes it's four or five other couples you don't even know. I find that very odd. And then every year, the ones that got engaged there come back for like an anniversary of their engagement. It was crazy. It was just crazy. And I'm like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I mean, I don't know that I'd want anybody with me if I was getting engaged.
No. I was actually proposed to twice, two different times on Valentine's Day and said no.
You said no.
And I had already warned these people, A, don't do anything for me on Valentine's Day. B, not interested in getting married.
That's crazy, though. Get engaged on Valentine's or ridiculous. Christmas Eve.
Find a day to make it your own.
Mine was on Christmas Day.
You got engaged on Christmas Day to your wife and you're still married?
25 years.
No.
So you're going to go, where are you going to eat at?
We're not going anywhere this Friday.
Oh, you're not?
Nope.
Okay.
She's going, she bowls. So let her go bowl. I'm home.
Is this our, you know what? We've got a caller calling in today. Let's see if this is Lisa.
Lisa, oh.
We've got Friday night. We didn't. Is it Lisa? It is Lisa. Let's say hi to Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for joining the show at What's Cooking in the 321 at WWBC. How you doing?
How are you? Thanks for having us today.
Oh, absolutely. I wish you were in the studio. It's so much energy here in the studio, especially today. Have you heard any of the show?
Well, I'm literally just jumping on in a bunch of interviews today. What's happening over there? Tell me all about it.
We're talking about Valentine's Day. And some of us want to have what is that party that you believe everybody should have, Jennifer?
Anti-Valentine's Day or second Halloween.
I think there was a movie with Julia Roberts, Jennifer Garner, where they, Jennifer Beals, I think I saw it the other day. I think it was called Valentine's Day, but that was good. But now, Gina, you still celebrate Valentine's Day. Are you going to dinner?
No.
No, you're not.
What are we doing Friday? I don't even know what we're doing Friday. No, we just... Friday night's like our night to go out with our friends or
night
whatever.
Out.
So we'll
so how about so let me just tell everybody. First of all, Lisa, tell everybody here because I have had Lisa does it's called it, now I know you do more than just ABBA.
We do actually, and happy Valentine's Day in advance or anti Valentine's Day.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever you're celebrating.
So I had I got to see you perform with like the ABBA tribute. And then also, you also came back out, if I'm not mistaken, and did, was it the Bee Gees? What'd you call it?
She-Gees.
Yes. So we do that sometimes. This time, we're going to come and we're going to just do all of the ABBA materials. We're going to make sure we cover it all this time. So
but now,
really,
Lisa, was that you singing
in
with both bands?
I do. Actually, we produce several shows. Almost that was one of our biggest shows that we produce. We also produce the Bee Gees show, which is the She-Gees. And we also have a great Fleetwood Mac show, Fleetwood Muck, and a great
Fleetwood Muck.
Show.
Did you say Fleetwood
Muck?
Yes. Now, do we...
Fleetwood Muck. Our daughter came up with that one.
So, Jennifer, there was a little controversy, and I got to tell you, we want to straighten this out.
Oh, definitely.
Because first of all, I'm going to have Lisa tell all you listeners who she is and how this all came about. But I just want to clarify really quick, because we had wrong dates. There's something on Facebook that says... It said February 18th or something, and we've got you. What day do we have you on?
We've got them on the 21st.
On the 21st.
And then again...
Yes.
So you want to check that
online.
Facebook page, especially the one you sent us, has the wrong date on it.
Interesting. I will go check that and see what we've got.
So
February
let's clarify.
What day
are you at the Melbourne Auditorium?
Okay, so we are February 21st. The doors are 6:30 and the show is 7:30. And the Melbourne Auditorium, in case those, folks haven't been there before, 625 East Hibiscus Boulevard, and that's in Melbourne,
it's
Florida.
It's kitty corner from Health First there, the hospital, and almost everybody here in that's listening in our area, because we're pretty much Brevard. We're What's Cooking in the 321, which is the Brevard area code. You guys all have been to see me before at the Melbourne Auditorium.
Oh, yeah.
But let's just back up. How did this come about for you doing these kind of things? Tell us who you are.
So our tribute show has been around for a long time. So originally what happened was my band was playing on a cruise ship and playing some ABBA music because we always loved ABBA music. I grew up with ABBA. Everybody in my family always played ABBA, loved ABBA. And our band played some ABBA, and people just kept coming up and saying, boy, you guys sound like ABBA. You should be doing more ABBA. We had just so many people saying it. That we started putting together the ABBA show. Now, of course, in 2020, Mamma Mia came out around close to the same time. Mamma Mia was this huge phenomenon.
Absolutely.
In 25 years, right? 25 years, 70 million people have seen the musical. And just ABBA just keeps, of course, recreating themselves. Now they've got Voyage in London. I know a bunch of people that have been over there, and they just rave about the show. It's wonderful. But the ABBA music is so powerful. It just lives on... the fans, we have fans of all ages, and it's wonderful to see that the young people know the music, just like our older folks who love it. The baby boomers love it. And of course it's danceable. Everybody loves to dance, good vibes. It's just, I love doing it. I never get tired of doing it. People say, oh, you've been doing this a long time. I said, yeah, but we love it. And this is probably our best
lineup. So before this, were you in, just in a like a top 40 band playing somewhere and doing stuff before this? That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I was. And we were doing actually a show band on cruise ships at the time. And our band is originally out of Canada. So, of course, we loved being down in the heat. And
of course.
We were playing all kinds of disco music and just having a great time. And but yeah, so it's been wonderful. And
the show's great. I mean, truly, whole staff loved it. I think that, I don't know if you saw it, but my bartender actually got up on the stage to make sure she got her picture taken on your stage, which is on our Facebook page, which was hilarious. Did you, not change the subject, but there's a movie out there that I just love. It's a Netflix series. It was Firefly Lane. Did you happen to see that by any chance?
Ooh, I haven't, but it's something I should see.
Yes, definitely. Because the ABBA music is being danced to. They actually take these two young girls and they go their life. They show their life from the time when they were like where they met as opposites in, you know, in just junior high all the way through their adulthood. And they sang and danced to ABBA the whole way.
Yeah, and every major event, Dancing Queen was there.
What was it?
Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen is, like, played through the
and
whole
I don't
thing.
Like chick
and they
flicks,
danced to
this
it.
This is a wonderful little series.
It is. It's one of the – it's my favorite Netflix show I've ever seen. It's a long one.
I've got to put it on my list.
Yeah, because it is full of – it's full of your music, girl.
Yeah.
And it's – like I'm not going to be a – whatever wrecker of movies.
Spoiler.
But the last scene – Queen, and it is there's not a dry eye in the room.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Yeah, she dances it out. She dances it out, girl, and it's awesome.
I love it.
The so there's just going to be one show this time, not two bands, and you guys doing all ABBA music. ABBA.
Yeah, just celebrating all the hits, everything pretty much that's on their ABBA Gold album, which was their biggest selling compilation, one of the biggest selling compilations of all time. And because all the music on there is fantastic. And so we do have a lot of fans that say, we just want to hear, you know, as much ABBA as we can. And so we do go out some shows and just, we totally just everything ABBA. And it is so much fun. People do sing along and we encourage that. We love people to have fun. We're just there to have a good time and good vibes, celebrate the music of ABBA together and have a great evening.
And I noticed you're in Daytona this weekend, right?
This weekend, actually, we're in Lakeland. We've been everywhere.
That's
we're pretty
awesome.
Right at the moment.
That is awesome.
Yeah, good.
How
it
about
good.
Can we give like the 20th person to text? I want to come to this concert. Can we give them a couple tickets?
We can. And I was going to mention that actually, those who really love ABBA, I would suggest they grab some tickets because they're pretty much gone.
Yeah, tell everybody how to get tickets.
So you're going to go to either Eventbrite and search Almost ABBA Melbourne Auditorium.
Almost ABBA.
Or you can go to our website, which is vintagevinylproductions.com. So vintage vinyl, like the old days. Records are coming back, of course. Everybody's getting their vinyl again. But vintagevinylproductions.com, and you'll see that there's a link there for events. And scroll through till you find February 21st. There'll be a direct link.
That's awesome. And, Lisa, I got to tell you, I have somebody in the studio today. She's marketing director, Gina?
Marketing administrator.
Administrator for the city of Melbourne. And I'm going to tell you something. She has a vinyl collection to die for.
Ooh.
Yeah, she is into her vinyl. My son also, he's into his vinyl. So we're all about that vinyl. We're glad you're bringing this music back. It's fun. I got to tell you what I love, not just the food that I'm cooking for at the Melbourne Auditorium, but I love that when you guys come and do concerts, unlike a lot of, I know people say, oh, the King Center, you can't get out of your seat and dance like you can at the Melbourne Auditorium.
That's the beautiful thing about it. And there's lots of room that people you don't have to stand in front of people. You can kind of go to the sides and there's room there that you can just have a good time. We actually had like a conga line of like 150 women recently at one of our shows in another venue about similar size. And I normally, like you said, you can't really do that.
No.
It would be hard to do that in a small theater or a bigger theater even.
And I don't know if you saw, because you were up on stage, you know, doing your thing and doing it great. But in the back where there'd be... you know, in back of the back row, there was somebody dancing there all night long.
All night. The ABBA fans, some of them will dance literally all night. They just love the music. It's like transporting you back in time, you know?
All right, so Jennifer, tell her yes or no. Do I dance in the back concession, though, while she's playing?
Constantly.
I'm your biggest dancer.
And
I do sing out of tune, but if you turned off your mics, you would hear me back there while I'm dancing.
I love it.
Okay. Listen, I really appreciate you calling in today. I want to make sure that everybody checks this concert out. If you can't see it this time, make sure. I'm looking forward also to the Fleetwood Mac. In fact, Jennifer loves Fleetwood Mac.
I do.
And we're looking forward to that one as well. But don't forget, if you're the 20th texter to text, I want those ABBA tickets. We're going to make sure that you got two tickets to come into the concert.
Absolutely.
And we'll get them out to you.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you all February 21st.
You too. And keep us posted on ticket sales, and we'll put a shout out there next Tuesday also.
And definitely check on that date.
Absolutely. And then check those dates on the Facebook. Let's make sure that we've got everybody's got them right.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Lisa, thanks for calling in. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you soon.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. She's so nice, isn't she? And I got to tell you, she can sing. She sang like the Bee Gees. She sang like ABBA. It was really good. The whole band was just so pleasant. All girls, too. I like to see that. It was good. It was very good. Dia, what do you got going on in the city?
Well, let's tell you what I have going on.
So
this Saturday, I'm sorry, at the Wickham Park Community Center, we have a rummage sale.
Yep. Am I there? I'm not there for that.
I don't think so.
I got quilt show this weekend.
The Wickham Park, yeah.
Okay.
So Wickham Park Community Center, Saturday the 15th, 8 a.m. to 1.
Okay.
And the vendor tables are sold out, so it's going to be packed. So get there early.
And is it mostly rummage, or you got some market stuff?
We've got some new stuff.
A little
stuff,
of everything?
Some crafts.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. Cool. We have the Mel Boom 2025 Blaze Pizza fundraising event on Wednesday the 19th from 5 to 9.
I'm going to be there. Too bad I can't record live from somewhere, Danny. That would be fun.
You'd have to do it.
In the future.
Future.
In the future. We got
to
do something live from the auditorium where we're on live. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. We have several events on the 21st. So we have the Black History Celebration February 21st from 4 to 6.
Where's that at?
That's at the Eddie Lee Taylor Senior Community Center on Monroe Street. We also have the Father-Daughter Dance from 6:30 to 9:30.
Okay, let me talk about that one for a second. Father-Daughter Dance, first of all, it is Under the Sea.
Yes.
I'm doing an Under the Sea theme with Jerry. And I got to tell you, Jerry doesn't know this yet. I hope she's listening. My son and daughter cannot go. So there's going to be two more tickets available because it has been sold out.
Okay. So they need to get with Jerry.
Yeah, I need to. Yep. They
because
need to,
it is just about sold out.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
no,
I'm
it's been
mistaken.
Sold
so,
out.
Yeah, so
it has been sold out. But
there's a wait list.
Northrop Grumman will not let him out of work. So I'm going to be giving two tickets back to Jerry. So she's going to have two tickets that everybody can fight for.
Okay.
Call now.
Well, there's a list.
There you go. What else you got?
The next thing we have isn't until April, but we have an April rummage sale at the Joseph N. Davis Community Center on April 5th from 8 to 1 also.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then, of course, April 9th is the Beauty for the Boom fundraising event.
There you go.
I want everybody to get tickets to. And if you have a business and you want to donate an item,
please
love to take
it. Even if it's just a gift certificate. Everybody can do that.
Yeah, but you know what? For $25... Come and network.
Yeah, come
They'll
in,
be
yeah.
great. There'll be wellness experts there, beauty experts there, just all different. We've even got a Freedom Optical is going to be there, and they're raffling off some like designer sunglasses and really good stuff. So, yeah, just $25. Comes and it helps Mel Boom. It'll be a great networking
I think
event.
It'll be great. You know, I'm not going to say who it is, but we did we catered and did alcohol for a fundraiser about a month ago. And they auctioned something off that went for, what was it, $25,000.
I would love to
it was
have
crazy.
Something worth that much
it,
to raffle.
Like the money in the room was just unbelievable. And I did lobster.
Yeah.
They auctioned off 10 lobsters for dinner with their, I forget what else they had.
And people begging, are there any more? Do you have any more?
It was really cool. So
did I tell you?
We've got fundraisers here in town. That's what I'm saying.
Chargood is going to
Entertain us. Playing. You know, yes. Friend of mine.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I've got a few things. Of course, you know that we're here because Melbourne Seafood Station says we can be here, and they pick up that tab every week for all my station time. So please don't forget about Melbourne Seafood Station. They're doing some really cool changes right now. A few other places are closed right now. You can go to the one on Palm Bay Road. It's right there next to Long Doggers, over there by Walmart in Palm Bay. And so you can still stop in there, say, hey, what's cooking in 321 sent you. They still got best value for your money, under $10 for a lunch. They got family meals for under $40. It's still a great place to go. Big things happening at the old, I think that was called the Bat Room or something, right there in downtown Melbourne. Opening soon. We're going to keep you real posted on that. Maybe we'll get Nick on the show. You know, he's a man of few words, but maybe we'll get Nick on the show to tell us all the new changes. And if he doesn't come, I certainly am going to tell you about the new changes at Melbourne Seafood Station. On April 13th, we've got the Comic-Con coming back, but we are we're going to have a lot of stuff happening with the Comic-Con. And the person that owns the Comic-Con is such a nice guy. He's got a new store there on 192. We're going to be talking about that in the next month. We got Space Coast Harley-Davidson in Palm Bay. That's at 1440 Sportsman Lane. They want you to call 321-259-1311. You can get all of the information on all their upcoming events. You can go to their Facebook page, their website, because this weekend on the 15th from 4 to 8 is the second annual Mardi Gras Festival at Space Coast Harley-Davidson. It's supposed to be a really good time. Can I fit that one in my schedule, Jen? That one sounds like really big fun.
Maybe.
And you could even take a ride around the building on one of them big bikes. You know you
if
love motorcycles.
If they let me ride one of those motorcycles.
You would take off.
Key West is called
there
my
name. There you go. Sunday is fun day from 11 to 4. And they've got on February 22nd, we're going to be talking about it next week. They've got National Margarita Day. Also, Andretti Thrill Park at 3960 South Babcock. You can go to their website. They've got a special right now. They've got a special on there that's $32 on all day wristbands with a $10 game card. And they've got one that's $60 for 2 days and $116 for 4 days. So don't forget about Andretti Thrill Park. It's been there forever. I actually used to have a restaurant in the place years and years ago. So it has been there forever. This is the grand finale weekend. Jennifer, you better put this one and go alone even if I'm busy because Brevard Renaissance Fair ends this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Already?
This is their farewell. It is a beer fest. They're going out with drunk people.
I'm pretty sure they don't have Michelob Ultra on tap for me.
Listen, you never know, but it's the grand finale weekend of the Brevard Renaissance Fair. I got to be honest with you, I've never been to one, but I want to go. I definitely want to go.
I've got the outfits.
Got the outfits. Yeah, let me just back up a minute. So I got to tell you about Halloween with Jennifer, okay?
We were in Navarre Beach.
We were in Navarre Beach. I'm catering, I don't know, some doctor's wedding, and actually met my best friend Kathy was getting married, and she kept calling me going, am I getting roughed off with this? And finally, I just said, I'm just driving up there and doing your wedding. Just hush. I didn't even tell her what's on the menu. I just showed up, and we did it all. But it just happened to be on October on Halloween. So anyways, we're walking through the hotel. We're in a really nice hotel up there in Navarre Beach. First time I've ever been there. It's really beautiful. But people kept saying to Jennifer, wow, I like your witch's costume. Jennifer, tell them what you answered. Is it Halloween?
They would ask me if it was Halloween. I love your Halloween outfit. I'm like, oh,
is it Halloween?
It's Halloween?
It'd be
this
like,
is my
that's
normal
how
outfit.
She dresses all the time.
The look on people's faces.
She dressed like that for 3 days.
Yes.
No. So we got one more thing going on. This is on Stadium Parkway. It is the Space Coast Lime Pie Festival.
Key Lime Pie.
Key Lime Pie. It's February 22nd and 23rd. We'll be talking about it again next week. It's at 5775 Stadium Parkway. I think that's right across the street from the stadium. I've been to a couple things there. It's a good piece of turf. It's a good piece of turf that you can do anything you want on. But we're going to be talking about that Lime Pie Fest because I want to get more information on that Key Lime Pie. Cocoa Village has their 8th annual Mardi Gras Pub Crawl. That's Saturday, February 15th at 6 p.m. That's all I got this week except for what I'm doing. I am doing micro wrestling on Sunday, February 16th at the auditorium. There are still a few tickets still available. You can go to microwrestling.com or you can call 513-519-3287 and get tickets for micro wrestling. Jennifer, what you got happening there in your neck of woods?
Well, talking about the bioluminescence, BK Adventures is...
They're still doing
looks
it?
Like they are. Looks like they are going to be doing it. A Valentine's sunset and bioluminescent clear kayaking tour.
Maybe you could do that on Valentine's Day.
Nah, that'd be too many lovey-dovey people and make me nauseous. Then we've got Titusville City Hall. This Sunday is going to have the Space Coast Critters Barn Bus, which is it's adorable.
Funny.
If you've got little kids, they've got the cutest animals. And there's
when
a goat.
That?
It's this Sunday from 10 to 3 at Titusville City
three.
Hall.
Ooh, I think I'm
so
busy.
That's really cute. Merritt Island. I always leave Merritt Island out because I never know what they're doing. But it says Harmony Seekers Women's Circle. Tomorrow at 6:30. And it's an event by We Are Cosmic Harmony.
Where is that?
It's on 55 McLeod Street in Merritt Island.
So we got one more big thing that I know you're going to love. Tyrus is in the house on February 25th.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So I'm still trying to get Tyrus here. Last time he said he was going to be coming. He wanted a poo-poo platter. So I'm going to tell him no poo-poo platters. And yes, you at least call in. And we'll have to, do we have a five-second hold that we can...
Oh, yeah.
We need to get him in the studio.
There's like a little delay on me that if he has to dump me, it's like, oh, God, I can't believe she just said that. Boom. Yeah, we'll need a little bit of delay button on Tyrus, I think.
Yeah, he needs to come in the studio.
Danny just wants him in the studio but, to have him in the studio.
But me and him got to talk poo-poo platters. Okay,
yes.
That's what's cooking in the 3-2-1 is poo-poo platters for Tyrus.
For Tyrus.
Are you coming to that, Gina?
I definitely want to come to that.
Well,
yeah, I've already told the husband to schedule it. Don't schedule anything for work.
So just so you
we
know, it's sold out.
It is sold out.
I know.
Out.
Well, I know.
Okay. Fortunately, I can volunteer.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
these city
right.
people. These city people got to
that's right. Danny, you working with me that night?
I think so.
You think so?
I'm pretty sure
I think
it is.
So.
There
you
go.
We need our own personal security that
I do. You know, Danny, I have my, people don't know this. I have my own personal security on some events. I really, truly do.
We've got one coming up. We're going to have several.
I have one that comes up that I literally pay a service who's vetted by the city to watch me. Mm-hmm. Because it's that dangerous. And I don't think anybody realized
really,
that.
I guess dangerous is the right word, but it's
they
just,
beat up my bar one night.
Yeah.
They put their hand in the tip jar, and they have guns in their boots. To me, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, it's just another Saturday night in Georgia, but, you know.
I know.
Girl, I'm from Baltimore.
Yeah.
Listen, Gina and I
sounds
didn't
like
know.
My family reunion.
And just so you know, Gina and I didn't know each other very well, but she called me one day, and she goes, can you get me some ammunition tomorrow at the gun
shop? Oh, gosh.
It's like, here's the best part. I'll meet you in the parking lot.
I was not calling as a city employee. FYI. It was a weekend.
Right.
The gun show was going on.
Yeah. And it was a gift for somebody.
Not that I would know what a drug deal or anything was like or anything illegal, but it was like this. I'll meet you in the parking lot for the money, and I'll meet you in the parking lot with the ammunition.
I wasn't standing in line. And
why stand in line when you have somebody on the inside?
Right? And it's like, and I don't want any of them ones for target practice. I need real bullets.
Oh, my goodness.
We're dishing on her here. We're dishing on Gina here.
Oh, goodness.
Listen.
Okay, I'm going to get back to something else now.
Oh, all right.
I'll get on Gina for just a second. Cocoa Beach, Main Street Incorporated is doing a Friday Fest. February 21st, this is their one that they do in Friday, and apparently it's a big street party and over off of 1400 Minutemen Causeway. Apparently that's going to be a pretty big event. It's showing really large on Facebook. And the city of Titusville is doing a stargazing with an adventurous hunt for clues under the stars. And it's an event by the Titusville Police Department. It's going to be held at 8 Broad Street in Titusville. So it's the City of Titusville Stargazing Party, February 22nd.
Stargazing. You could do that on Valentine's Day.
Negative. They're drones, remember?
You tell she was a cop.
They're drones.
Negative.
They were drones. Those are not stars. They're drones.
So we just got a telescope to look at these, see if these are stars or drones. That's
Have we had somebody tell us that they were drones, and we haven't had a chance to actually look at anything.
Listen,
to see if they actually are.
Let me back up to this second annual Mardi Gras with Harley Davidson, because there's a kid zone. So just so everybody knows, it's for kids too. They have stilt walkers, dancers, crafters, food trucks, and then here's a cool part. They're gonna finish the day off with a Disney movie, Princess and the Frog, at Harley Davidson. With your friend that we had here last week,
Henry.
Who I can't say their names.
Saji and Kikos.
That was such an interesting show. Thank you for bringing him.
You're welcome.
What a cool guy, and what he does is unbelievable.
He's awesome.
I'll never be that nice, you guys. I want to be. I strive to be, but I just don't see it happening. He is a wonderful human being, really.
Yeah,
we were happy to have him here at the station. But that sounds good. It says bring your lawn chair and blankets. So, that sounds like a good time.
I'm hoping we're past the whole blanket weather here.
Huh?
I'm hoping we're past the blanket weather in Florida.
I sort of like the sweatshirt weather, though. I like when you wear shorts, Crocs with socks, and a blanket.
Yeah. I was at one of the parks today, and I was like, wow, it's hot again.
Exactly. My house in Georgia, it's 43 degrees in Northwest Georgia.
Oh, forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Not happening. Not happening.
Keith, I wonder if Keith is listening. He's been trying to come back.
Keith,
here.
Yeah, I talked to him about an hour before the show. I talked to him, and he absolutely cannot wait to get back here.
It's 23 degrees up there.
He is trying to get back now Friday evening. Somebody's got to go to Orlando and grab him. Mm-hmm. And
23 degrees. No.
His car's dirty. We'll have to wash his car before
Kim, you know my
back.
Theory. I don't go out of the house if it's colder than my age, and I'm about to be 54, so I'm not going anywhere.
So here's a little FYI for you, though. What city do you think spends the most money on Valentine's Day?
In, like, United States or Florida?
No, anywhere.
Anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Probably somewhere in Italy or something.
Los Angeles.
Oh, well. Not this year. I'm hoping they'll spend their money on rebuilding.
In millions, $16.22 million. Venice, Italy. You were close, though. Mm-hmm. Italy's $1,076 million.
So much money can be going to
that's for tourism.
And then New York. And then New York, then Sydney, Australia. Mm. See, lovebirds in Sydney, Australia.
Danny's giving me the finger,
you guys.
Kim's favorite person, Donald Trump, apparently has renamed the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America.
The Gulf of America. Yeah. Oh, come on, you guys.
I love it personally.
Google it.
Oh, man.
I mean, either way, but. That's just going to change a lot. Thank goodness Rand McNally's not around anymore. For all these young kids have no clue what Rand McNally is. But you'd have to have a lot of reprints on that thing.
Yeah.
All right. Before I say goodbye, I just want to tell you that Galentine's night at Funky Dog Improv, that's where, if I had to go out, that's where my choice and pick would be. Right down there by my library where I read books.
Yep.
Listen, you guys, thanks for tuning in to What's Cooking in 3-2-1 here at WWBC. Thanks, you guys. Will I see you both next week?
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe.
All right. Bye, Danny.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters?
Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.